104.3 Jam, Chicago's number one for throwbacks. You know, social media is really, really huge. So if something goes down on social media, it kind of becomes something and it gets goes viral.
Yeah,
so
with something trending?
Yeah. Well, Will.i.am from the Black Eyed Peas wrote something on social media about hip-hop the other day and how he's not impressed with today's hip-hop. He called it low-hanging fruit. Mm. He said it's almost like anybody can do it. It really doesn't take that much of a skill level. So, of course, me being an OG and one of the pioneers of spreading the gospel of hip-hop, like I like to say, around the world, people flooded my inbox and wanted to know my thoughts on what Will.i.am said.
Oh, please tell us.
Here's where I feel about it. I feel like hip-hop is always going to evolve, is going to change. I feel like what we're listening to mainly on mainstream radio today, what we play is hip-hop. What's going on right now, what I feel like, is rap. There's two totally different things.
Between hip-hop and rap.
Absolutely. Two totally different things. Hip-hop is what you are. Rap is what you do.
Mm.
Hip-hop is the culture. We grew up in a culture of hip-hop. This now is just about rap. It's just about, oh, I'm rapping. I can say cat, hat, rat, snap, pat, and put it on a great beat, and everybody will love it. What Will.i.am has to understand right now, it's not about lyrics. It's not about the art form for rappers. It's about vibe.
Wow, So what they're going on is vibe.
That's why you can say anything and you put it on a good enough beat, everybody will gravitate towards. That's why you could say throwbacks, number one, throwbacks, number one. You see that? That's the vibe.
Oh, wow, you really broke it down, because there are some weird lyrics in trap music.
Right.
And you're just like, it's about I'm singing it, but it's weird. Like, it's so random.
It's about the vibe. So he's right in the sense that if you wanted to be a rapper, it's not that difficult, because you really don't have to be lyrically that good anymore in comparison to what was going on early on in hip hop and then later on in hip hop. And even like, that's why when Jay-Z dropped something on Meek Mill, and I don't know if everybody know who Meek Mill is. If you don't, you should. If you love hip hop music, when Jay-Z dropped a verse on Meek Mill's record, everybody went crazy, is because Jay-Z is that good. And when you're used to eating Salisbury steak, when you have Angus, it's different.
That's a great analogy.
Right? So I do agree with Will.i.am, but Will.i.am, you also have to understand that that's not hip hop. That's rap. And for that, it's about vibe. Mm. And a lot of those guys aren't really that good as rappers.
Like who, do you think?
A lot of them. And it would take me the rest of the show to name every single one of them, all right? This is the Ed Lover Morning Show. Good morning, Chicago.